Welcome, gang, to Hildegard's Radio Room, to the music of Harry Sosnick and his orchestra, our special guests of the evening. There goes the spotlight, and here she comes, our vivacious star, the incomparable Hildegard.
Welcome home. My heart and I are saying welcome home. Welcome home. We're hip, 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 hooraying. Welcome home. Bells are ringing all over town. Bluebirds singing. A hap, hap, happy, happy welcome home. We're mighty glad to say you're welcome home.
Gentlemen,
well, now, Harry, some of my favorite walking music, please. I see some of my favorite people. Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Benton of Kansas City, Missouri. And good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Fall. How are the little Falls? Good. Well, here are several people who appreciate the better things in life. My favorite twins, the irrepressible radio comedy team, Clarence and Claude, the Stroud twins. Good evening, Clarence and Claude.
Good evening, Hildegard.
You know, I always wondered which of you was older.
Well, I was born 15 minutes before Claude. I was tired.
But you look so much alike. I'll bet your mother couldn't tell you apart, could she?
Of course she could, Hildegard. It so happens I have a birthmark.
Where?
Only our mother can tell us apart.
Oh, I'm so glad you boys dropped in.
Merci beaucoup.
Why, Clarence, you speak French. Splendid. And how about you, Claude?
Oui, mademoiselle. Claude, it's not oiseau. It's oiselle. In France, they say it oiselle.
It sure was.
Dites-moi, Claude.
Oui.
Bien. Que pensez-vous de la décoration ici?
Oui.
Et dites-moi que...
I bet you'll run out before I do.
Kidding. Well, hello. Look,
Miss Frances Bay.
Good evening, Frances. And who is this charming gentleman with you?
Oh, he's my ex-husband.
How do you do, ex?
He's a doll, and he's so talented.
What does he do?
He doesn't do anything, but he's so talented. And he's so tired. Isn't he a doll?
Hello.
Oh, don't strain yourself, doll. He's so tired, aren't you, doll?
Well, what makes him so tired?
He's been breathing all day, poor doll. Look, Hildegard, never mind the square talk. What about you singing a number that I can steal?
All right, Frances. Harry, something very special for Frances Faye. Ladies and gentlemen, it's from State Fair, the melodic and haunting, It Might As Well Be Spring. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet.
I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Thank you, thank you. Now, Harry, where'd Harry go? Oh, there he is sitting with Francis Fay. Well, Francis, I see you've stolen Harry Sosnick away.
Oh, yes, he's a doll. Aren't you, Harry?
Yes.
Why, Harry, I didn't know you were such a ladies' man.
Oh, he's enough of a man for this lady. He's such a sharp character. Don't you like the way his head comes to a point? Doesn't a doll?
Yeah, you know, I once got my head caught in a pencil sharpener.
Oh, he's so clever. He's such a doll. Come on, Hildegard. Why don't you show me how to dig that, darling Jebozambo junk?
Oh, all right, Francis. Will you come over to the piano and I'll show you how to do it? You see, Francis, remember, I do it very lightly and very delicately. You see, it's a tender love song, and I shall play it and sing it like this.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas quoi tout doux. Vous avez completely stolen my heart.
Oh, honey, that's for me.
Okay, sister.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Baby, baby, I love you. You know that you have completely stolen my heart.
Oh, well, that's just what I mean, a tender love song. But, Francis, as long as you're at the piano, why don't you dig us with that Atchison, Topeka, and the Francis Fay?
Well, all right. Stand by, squares, because here we go. Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it sends her number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Do you see that smoke come around the bend? I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's mighty big, and they all want rooms at the Brown Hotel. But lots of them are traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. All aboard. Here we go. Are you ready now? And they all want rooms at the Brown Hotel, but lots of them are traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here we go. Are you ready now? All aboard. On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
That really stinks. Ladies and gentlemen, from the dimly lit romantic Parisian cafes, the lovely melody of a French street song, J'attendrai, which I introduced in English as the simple romantic phrase, I'll be yours. I'll be yours. My world may be lonely, but I'll await your return. I'll be yours, yours forever and only. And while you're gone, how I yearn. You're in every prayer, every thought, every dream, dear, you're everywhere. Come what may, night and day, I'll be yours. You're in every prayer, every thought, every dream, dear. You're everywhere. Come what may, night and day, I'll be yours. Harry, that accompaniment was lovely. Now, Captain. She's got a halfback at Pennsylvania. She's got a quarterback at Yale as well. She corresponds with an end at center and a center at Cornell. She wears a pin-off, a guard at Harvard. A Stanford tackle has her in the world. She's got a sweetheart at every college. She's just an all-American girl. Maine, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, and Alabama, North Dakota, South Dakota, Duke, and Georgia Tech, Michigan, and Tennessee, and good old Washington, and Lee, and Minnesota, Minnesota, soon I'll be a wreck. Lovers, you can see she has them far and near. Come on, let's get collegiate, give the gal a cheer. California. She loves a quarterback at Notre Dame. She threw a tackle at Alabama, and a Fordham guards her flame. She goes to proms with an Army fullback. A Navy center has her in a whirl. She's got a sweetheart at every college. She's just an all-American girl. Thank you. Now, I see one of the Stroud twins is beckoning me. No, it's the other one. I better go over and see you.
Hildegard, I'm certainly glad that you came over because Claude is having a little difficulty. He's not happy. He's definitely not happy.
Oh, what's the matter, Claude?
I'm not happy.
You see, Hildegard, Claude's in love and he's not doing too well. In fact, he really needs advice. And I thought since you have a girl's angle... And a few curves, too.
Well, I'll do the best that I can. I'll do all I can. Of course, the management doesn't hire me to be a Mrs. Anthony, but I'll try. So, Claude is in love. Ah, love, l'amour, love is glorious. Love is sublime. Isn't it, Claude?
Yeah, I'm going through with it.
Claude, why don't you tell Hildegard the young lady's name?
Oh, Aggie.
Aggie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a nice name. What does she look like?
Well, Aggie's between saggy and baggy.
Hildegard, I've been telling Claude he's not asserting himself with his girl. Have you embraced her? Have you ever kissed her?
I sent her a letter with an X on it.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I sent it airmail.
Well, that's fine.
I work fast.
Well, Claude, maybe you're not going about this in the right way.
Yes, Claude, there are many things to be considered. For instance, we must consider your dress.
Well, I never wear any.
I mean your sartorial appearance. What type of clothing is best suited to your personality?
Pajamas.
Well, you just can't run around in pajamas.
You mean without them?
No, you should take a lesson from our feathered friends, the bird.
Well, I ain't got feathers.
Well, they certainly don't wear pajamas. What I'm trying to convey is this, Claude. You should win your fiancée in the same manner that the male bird attracts the female bird.
Bring her a worm?
Oh, isn't he a doll? Claude, you know, a girl admires a man who's cultured, who's well-read.
Surely, Claude, you're familiar with Shakespeare's writings.
I read his stuff as fast as it comes out.
But how you say things is as important as what you say. Your diction is important. I'll illustrate. How now, brown cow, browsing in the green grass? How does that sound?
You're making a darn fool of yourself.
Let me show you, Claude. You see, I'm an authority on enunciation. How now, brown cow browsing in the green grass? How does that sound?
Might sound all right to a bull.
We're not getting anywhere, Clarence. You know, the important thing for Claude is to try his technique on a girl. Oh, I know who. Francis Fay, would come hither?
Thank you. Francis?
What cooks, Hildegard?
Francis, you know what I'd like? I would like you to meet the Stroud twins. Now, this one is Clarence. And this one is Claude.
I got a bigger laugh than you did.
Oh, he's such a doll.
Go ahead, Claude. Say something romantic to Francis.
How now, brown cow?
Let me show you. My dear Miss Fay, it is apparent to a man of refinement and culture like myself that you are indeed a kindred spirit. I see in you a woman of great intellectual propensities.
Let's go back to the cow.
Yeah, no.
Thank you. Thank you, Francis Fay and Claude and Clarence Stroud. That was splendid. By the light of the silvery moon by Gus Edwards. By the light of a silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. Now my own last time I saw Paris by Jerome Kern. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees. Birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last
time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her.
All you fellows and girls who dropped in on us tonight, and I hope it's one of your favorites, too. Now, let's see, shall we?
I have a very beautiful song called Till the End of Time, in which the Dudley King chorus will join me. Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end of time. To care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. The new arrangement of Tico Tico with the Dudley King Chorus with the orchestra conducted by the new Harry Sosnick. Thank you.
Oh, that was thrilling. Thank you and the Dudley King Chorus.
This was a real nice clam bake. We're mighty glad we came. The victuals we ate were good, you bet. The company was the same. Our hearts are warm, our bellies are full, and we are feeling proud. This was a real nice clam bake, and we all had a real good time. First come codfish chowder, cooked in iron kettle. Onions floating on the top, curling up in petals. Throwed in ribbons of salted pork, an old New England trick. And lapped it all up with the clamshell tied onto a bayberry stick. Oh, this was a real nice clam bake. We're mighty glad we came. The victuals we ate were good, you bet. The company was the same. Our hearts are warm, our bellies are full, and we are feeling prime. This was a real nice clam bake, and we all had a real good time.
Radio Room starring Hildegard came to you from New York. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
She's got a halfback at Pennsylvania. She's got a quarterback at Yale as well. She corresponds with an end at center and a center at Cornell. She wears a pin-off, a guard at Harvard. A Stanford tackle has her in the world. She's got a sweetheart at every college. She's just an all-American girl. Maine, Wisconsin, Indiana.